We have been sharing testimony the last 3 weeks about what it is that makes this community of faith a place we want to see thrive and grow and continue. And I think Joshua has a few words.
Yeah, why not? So originally I had this thing written up and it was going to be really clever. And you know me, I love how clever I am. That may be a sin, I'm not entirely sure. But I'm going to tell you the story of the first time I came here because, much like today, I started crying uncontrollably. And this is a good thing. So a day or two before we first came here, it was Easter of 2013, one of my students' mothers had died. It was a long, drawn-out battle with cancer. And we saw it coming, and I met with her like a week before. And at parent-teacher conferences, and she was at such peace. And so I came here with that on my mind, and I think I got half a verse into Christ the Lord is risen today, and then cried for an hour and a half. And what is incredible about that is a stranger was crying in your church uncontrollably. And not only did you not seem to mind, you mobbed me during passing of the peace. And so I said, okay, that was Easter. That was Easter, sure. Okay, sure, I'll write my name in the little logbook downstairs, and we'll see next Sunday. It didn't take until next Sunday, because we got a knock at the door Monday evening from this bearded guy with kind of fuzzy hair, and he had this loaf of bread. And he's like, howdy, neighbors. The parsonage is right down the street. And you put your name in the logbook. Hi, welcome. And I had this wonderful conversation with him. You've probably had a conversation or two with Mitch before yourselves. And, well, I turned to Melanie after he left, and I said, well, obviously, we're going back next Sunday now. Like, he gets two tries now. And then next Sunday, it was obviously lower attendance because it wasn't Easter. But everyone mobbed me again, and I thought, maybe this is just who these people are. Maybe this is just what we do here. And so we, as you know, we kept coming, and it got to the point where it was like, if you've ever been to a really good restaurant, and it's just you and your spouse, your partner, your significant other, a friend, and you want to take other people there. Say it's a Mexican restaurant. But they've had really bad experiences with Mexican restaurants, like really bad. And they're like, you know what, I grew up eating Mexican, but there was one time I went there and the chef didn't cook the food and I threw up for an hour and I'm never having Mexican again. And so I was like, no, this isn't one of those Mexican restaurants. I assure you, the food is really good. And as I think about that, I get really, really angry. And at the world, because it is so ridiculous that is what we face, that this community has that working against us, that the assumption is, oh, these are church people, they're probably gonna tell me how awful I am, or I'm gonna leave here in tears, not the good kind of tears, not the Christ the Lord is risen today tears, the bad tears. And it's amazing the power of individual words and thoughts. As you know, I'm a teacher, and the fascinating thing, and this is true of any relationship, you don't know what you're actually saying until you hear someone else say it back to you. Then you realize what you're saying. You can say, this was a completely innocent remark, and I have said what I thought were completely innocent remarks, and days, weeks, months later, had it repeated to me, and it had been this source of angst in someone's heart and soul for months on end. And the ancient confession prayer that we did, the line that is always a dagger in my heart is, we have left undone those things which we ought to have done. I'm okay with the second part, which is we've done those things which we shouldn't have. My sins are so boring. Like, I'm kind of selfish. I read a lot. I don't like to be bothered when I'm in my zone. They're boring sins. But the first one, have you done all the good you had to do today? No, I never do, ever. And it makes me really, really angry. And when we talk about inviting people and the uphill struggle that I had in inviting people, just not because they didn't like me or didn't respect me, it was because the presuppositions people had. When I think of that, it's not enough to say things like everyone is welcome here. Because as Mitch has said to us, no one is an everyone. There has to be some personal, I can tell you that you as you and fully alive you will be welcome here. And that is so uncomfortable because there are people that I do not like. And there are people that you do not like. And there are people who do not like me. I don't know what their problem is, but they exist. And the simple fact is that we need to be uncomfortable. I mean, if you think about any of the parables, the Pharisees are never the good guys. They're like, well, I follow the rules, and I tell the people who don't follow the rules how wrong they are. And Jesus is like, good job, carry on. He usually says the opposite. And you think of the parable of the talents. And I think I'll end here before this turns into an impromptu sermon. The parable of the talents, God gives everyone something. The portions aren't the same, but he gives them all something. He gives them love and he gives them grace. And when he comes back, he is maddest at the one who did not give it to other people, who just said, well, you gave me the love and I wanted to make sure it didn't get damaged, so I kept it to myself the whole time. And he is maddest at that particular person and says, what did you think I wanted you to do? I wanted you to give this to everybody. I wanted you to share this to everybody. And the reason I keep coming back here and the reason I keep inviting people and will continue to keep inviting people, whether or not they come, whether or not they stay, is because this is the place where we do that. And as I said in the letter, just to make it technical a little bit, this is why I will support this church. This is why I'm giving more. This is why I will give more every year, because precisely this. Thank you.